Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早上好。
I've been away for 2 months.
离开这里有两个月的时间。
Yeah, it seems coming back is coming back home. Coming back here is coming home.
回到这里像回到家一样。
And I know that a lot of you are very concerned concerning my health.
很多弟兄姊妹非常关心我的身体。
But I just thank the Lord that it's a good report.
感谢主是一个非常好的报告。
Just a little bit high blood pressure.
我的血压有一点高。
Yeah, that's about it. Okay, let's turn our Bible to Philippians chapter verse 19.
我们翻到腓立比书第四章第十九节。
It's a very familiar verse.
是一个熟悉的圣经。
See, let's read it all together. I read it first in English, then you all read it in Chinese.
我们一起来读，弟兄用英文来读，我们一起来读中文。
But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Let's read more with passion. It says here, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
我们再一次来读，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Yeah, the same book. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
第六节，因一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Amen. Let's turn to the Old Testament.
我们翻到旧约。
Psalms 84 verse 11.
诗篇八十四篇第十一节。
Psalms 84 verse 11.
诗篇八十四篇十一节。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
我们一起来读，因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
So he says he will not withhold anything good to those who walk uprightly.
这里说他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
Psalms 81 verse 10.
诗篇八十一章第十节。
I'm the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will it.
我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来。你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
Say, open your mouth wide, and he will fill it.
你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
Verse 16, he should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat.And with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee.
十六节，他也必拿上好的麦子给他们吃，又拿从磐石出的蜂蜜叫他们饱足。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence,
主耶稣，我们早上来到你同在的面前。
Oh, we thank you for loving us so much.
我们谢谢你如此的爱我们。
Oh, you gave your best to us.
我们把我们最好的给你。
Oh, you gave your son to us.
因为你把你的儿子给了我们。
Oh, what can we ask for more?
我们还能再要什么呢？
Lord, since we because of this, we just give all the praise and to you.
因此我们把所有的赞美感谢都归给你。
Even though we go through some tribulation.
虽然我们经过一些试炼。
But we know that you are the one who is with us.
但是我们知道你与我们同在。
You are our heavenly Father.
你是我们天上的父。
You care for all our needs.
你眷顾我们一切的需要。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence.
主耶稣，我们早上来到你同在的面前。
Lord, we pray that you speak again to our hearts.
我们求告你向我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Every single human being in as long as you are a human being, we all have needs.
我们每一个人只要你还是一个人总是有需要。
We have physical needs,
我们有身体的需要。
Such as food and shelter.
就像食物和居住的地方。
We sometimes we got sick, we need healing. We also need some emotional needs.
我们也需要, 情绪情感上的需要。
We need joy and peace in times of trials.
在试炼的时候我们需要平安和喜乐。
We also need spiritual needs.
我们有属灵的需要。
Some need the inward satisfaction.
我们里面需要得到满足。
Well, we might have everything we need. But here there is still an emptiness. But thank God, He is the one who fulfills all our needs.
但是感谢主,
and who is this person that we need to hold on to? Is our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes people are a little bit more self-sufficient, or He doesn't want to depend on other people.
有的人是非常自立的, 他不需要来依靠别人。
So, because of these physical needs, he tried to strive hard in order to fulfill that need temporarily.
虽然有身体上的需要, 他也竭尽努力来满足那个需要。
Temporarily.
暂时来满足那个需要。
But some are more dependent.
有的人呢, 可能会更加依赖人。
They depend on other people to fulfill their needs.
他们就依靠别人来满足他们的需要。
Or they depend upon the government to fulfill their needs.
他们满, 依赖于政府来满足他们的需要。
But regardless, we need somebody to what? To anchor on to fulfill our needs.
但是我们需要把我们的, 我们总是需要依赖一个什么人来满足我们的需要。
As a children of God, we had a person that we put our anchor on is our Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
但是作为神的儿女, 我们可以把我们的锚抛在主耶稣基督的身上。
Why do we put our faith on Him?
为什么把我们的信心放在他身上呢?
Why should we be dependent on Him?
我们为什么依靠他呢?
Because He is able.
因为他能够。
That's the thing that I like. He is able.
因为他能。
Sometimes people are willing.
有的时候人愿意,
but they are not able.
但是他们不能。
One time I went to a restaurant.
有一次我去了一个餐馆。
I want to order some clams.
我想, 订了一份那个, 羊。
Clams. They are very good in cooking because they are Chinese, they are Hong Kong cooks.
他们又是香港的餐馆, 所以非常擅长。
But when you, after they I ordered them, they came back and said, sorry sir, we ran out of supply.
过了后他们就说, 对不起, 我们已经没有库存了。
Isn't it this altogether what we experience nowadays?
这不是我们每天所经历的吗?
Sometimes we depend upon certain people to fund needs.
有的时候我们依靠一些人来我们的需要。
But there is a limit. When they come to an extent and say, I run out of supply, sorry, sir.
他们就会来说,
but our God is able. It says here, but my God shall supply all your need.
这里说,
in the Greek it says shall supply, which means plural. In the Greek.
在希腊文里面,
it's plural. Which means to fill the net with fish. It's the same word as used in Matthew chapter 13, verse 48.
在那个马太福音13章48节里面,
is it to fill the net with fish?
那个, 网里面充满了鱼。
You see, God will fulfill all our needs.
神能够满足我们一切的需要。
Not only some need, but all our needs.
不只是我们的。
不只是一点点,
而是所有的需要。
I all put to remembrance the experience of our disciples.
我们来, 这些门徒们的,
when they are in the Sea of Tiberias to fish,
他们在加利利那里打鱼的时候,
and they, for the whole night, they caught nothing.
他们一个晚上什么也没有打着。
Then in the morning, they saw the Lord Jesus.
早上的时候他们看见主耶稣。
Then the Lord said, put the net on the right side. Of the boat.
把网撒在右边,
then when they hold the fish, hold the net, it's full of fish. It was so huge that even the second boat need to help them.
甚至这么多,
brothers, this is exactly who our God is. He not only supply our certain needs, but all our needs.
他不光是满足我们一定的需要, 而是满足我们所有的需要。
Not only our physical needs, spiritual needs, emotional needs, every kind of need.
不光是我们身体上的需要, 情绪上的需要, 属灵的需要, 而是所有的需要。
Last night I was reading the Old Testament. The name of God has, in the Old Testament, there are certain names of our God. For example, Jehovah. He's the one who supplies all our needs.
是能够满足我们一切需要的。
When Abraham was about to offer Isaac on the altar,
当亚伯拉罕要把儿子献在祭坛上的时候,
and he obeyed God concerning his command. Then Isaac said, then where is the lamb for to put, he put on the sacrifice?
那个,
for the altar.
Isaac. 说他那个献祭的羊羔在哪里呢?
And he said, the Lord will provide.
他说神会有,
and we know when Abraham put Isaac on that altar,
当亚伯拉罕把以撒献在坛上的时候,
then the Lord intervened.
这个神就介入了,
then he saw that there is a ram that is caught in the thicket.
他就看到一个羊羔的脚夹在了树丛里。
And he put that lamb instead of Isaac on the altar.
他就把那个羊羔放在了祭坛上,
and he called that altar Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides.
他就说那个祭坛是耶和华以勒, 神有预备。
And another word, Jehovah Nisi.
耶和华尼西,
it means the list our banner.
神是我们的旌旗。
Yeah, Moses put an altar and said the Lord is our banner.
摩西建了一个坛, 说, 耶和华是我们的旌旗。
You know, every time we talk about banner, it talks about security, it talks about stability, it talks about victory.
每一次当我们讲到旌旗的时候, 是讲到那个稳定, 讲到那个, 安全,
得胜,
得胜。
So trials and tribulation come and go.
那个试炼和麻烦总是会来,
but when the Lord is our banner,
当神是我们旌旗的时候,
we can overcome each and every situation.
我们就会胜过每一个难处。
And this is what who our Lord is.
这就是我们神所是的。
Not only He is willing, He is also able.
他不光是愿意, 他也能。
Secondly, He has the integrity to fulfill our needs.
神也是正直, 祂能够来满足我们需要。
You know, if beginning from the Old Testament to the New,
从旧约到新约,
every promise that God made, He fulfilled.
他所应许的每一个应许, 他都实现了。
In other words, God never fails.
换句话说, 神从来不失败。
People fails.
是失败的。
Sometimes we, as parents, we fail.
作为父母亲, 我们会失败。
We always promise our children so many things.
我们总是应许我们儿女这么多事情。
But the thing is, because of our limit,
但是因着我们的能力有限,
we cannot fulfill each and every promise.
我们不可能答应每一个要求。
But our God, He is a different one.
但是我们神是不一样的。
He promised, He provides.
他答应, 他也完成。
He is that kind of a person.
他就是那样子的人。
He had a clean record, perfect record of fulfilling every promise.
他是绝对的, 他的记录是这样子好, 他完全, 实现了每一个应许。
You know, this past week, you know, I like to play basketball.
我喜欢打篮球。
So, this month, the NBA most valuable player, Tim Duncan, retires.
这个月篮球最好的球员 Tim Duncan 退休了。
He played for the San Antonio Spurs for 19 years.
他给San Antonio的那个球队打了19年。
And he gave them 5 championships. Lead them to 5 championships.
他给他们赢了5次的,
and this is really a very good record.
他的确是一个非常好的球员。
10 years, 5 championships.
19次冠军。
But if you really closely,
但是你若仔细看,
if in 19 years he got only 5 championships,
如果19年只得了5次冠军,
in other words, for 14 years, he failed.
换句话说14年他都失败了。
You said, oh, come on, Brother Lawrence, you're asking too much.
那弟兄你实在要求太高了。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美神。
Our God never fails.
我们的神从来不失败。
Today I can testify standing here.
我可以站在这里做见证。
When God promised me, He never fails.
当神应许, 应许我的时候,
today I want to ask you, brothers and sisters,
今天我要来问弟兄姊妹,
did God ever fail you?
神有一次失败过你吗?
If God never failed you, please raise your hand.
如果神哪一次使你失败, 请你举起手来。
If God never failed you, please raise your hand.
如果神从来没有使你失败, 请你举起手来。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
He never fails.
他从来不失败。
This is His integrity.
这就是他的正直。
You know, he not only he's willing, he's able, he has the integrity to fulfill His promise.
他不光是能和愿意, 有这个正直, 能够来满足他的需, 满足应许。
The third one.
第三点,
He promised to fulfill His.
他也应许来,
sometimes people, they are able, they have the integrity, but they don't want to promise.
有的时候人有这个能力, 他也有这个, 正直, 但是他不愿意答, 许愿。
You know, for us to be comfortable,
让我, 使我们能够舒服的,
but for us to be at peace,
使我们能够有平安的,
our faith is anchored on the promise.
我们的信心是, 泡锚在那个应许上。
Today, as Christians,
今天作为基督徒,
our faith is anchored on the promises of God.
我们今天的信心是建, 泡锚在神的应许上。
A while ago, we read 84 verse 11 of Psalms.
诗篇84篇11节。
He says, the Lord is the sun and my shield. He will never withhold anything good to them who walk uprightly. Psalms 81 said, He opened your mouth wide and He will fill it.
81章, 你大大张口,
in other words, you just ask, He will give it to you.
换句话说,
today, if you see all the situation of the world today, the economic situation,
这个经济的情况,
the government,
这个政府的情况,
all the violence going on through,
所有这些暴力,
it causes us really to lose hope.
使我们实在是没有希望,
to such an extent, we felt like, when I go out today, am I going to come back?
甚至我们在想说, 今天我出门,
Even policemen got killed. And who are we to have safety? With all this economic situation going down. You know, our brother just testified. After so many years, you know, he got laid off.
这么多年他被裁员了。
We really don't have any security here.
在这个世界我们实在是没有任何的安全。
But thank God, the Lord is our banner.
但是感谢神,
He never withhold anything good to them who walk uprightly.
他像行动正直的人没有留一样好处不给他们。
Oh, praise the Lord, and not only that.
如此,
if we don't have hope in this world,
如果我们在世界希望,
then do we hope in the future? Yes, we have.
对未来有希望, 我们有。
The unbelievers, they don't have any hope at all. The unbelievers.
这个不信的人是没有任何的希望的。
If they don't have hope in this now, in the future, much less.
如果在这个今生都没有指望, 对将来就更没有指望。
But today, we believers,
但是今天我们信徒,
we have a lot of hope.
我们有很多的希望。
Because we are not, we are, even though we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
我们在这个世界却不是属这个世界的。
Because one day He's coming back.
有一天他要再来。
He's going to take us home.
他要带我们回家。
Brothers and sisters, this is the hope that we have.
这就是我们的希望。
And this hope gave us what? A strength to live another day.
这个希望给我们在, 面对另外一天。
And then we give us hope to what? To look forward to the future.
这个希望给我们的, 盼望着将来。
Thank God for His promise.
感谢神他的应许。
Number four.
第四点,
Our God, when He promised, it is considered done.
当我们的神应许的时候, 已经是成了。
Let's open our Bible to Mark verse 11, chapter 11, verse 24. Chapter 11.
马可福音第11章,
verse
34. 马可福音第11章,
verse 14. No, oh, chapter 13, I should say. Okay.
34.
What is that? 24.
No, 24.
Sorry, okay. Well, I got lost, okay? Nevertheless. It says here, when you ask,
只要, 你们只要求,
it is considered done.
就已经得到了, 11章,
okay, chapter 11.
24.
Yeah, 11, 24. Sorry.
24.
Okay, it says here, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire,
凡你们祷告祈求的,
when you pray,
凡你们祷, 无论是什么, 只要你们祷告祈求的,
believe that ye receive them, shall have them.
只要信是得着的,
and when you receive them, you shall have them.
只要得着的,
in other words, when God promised something,
当神应许什么事的时候,
and we believe God's promise,
我们相信神的应许,
it is considered done. You know, there's always a saying, you know, promise are made to be broken.
应许总是会被破坏,
but in God's eyes,
但是在神的眼中,
when He promised something, it's considered to be done.
当他应许什么事情的时候, 就是已经成就的时候,
maybe at present we didn't see the fulfillment of this promise.
在眼前我们没有看到这应许得到成就,
but in God's eye, it will be fulfilled in His time.
但是在神的眼中, 在他的时间里面, 这应许会被成就。
So this is who our God is. He is able.
他能,
he had the integrity.
他有这个正直,
he promised.
他应许,
he is considered it done.
他也应许,
but the question is this.
但是问题是,
a lot of times we said, Lord, you know, you promised this. How come my promise has never been fulfilled?
但我们会说, 神, 你应许这些,
one time, one of my co-workers who is a Christian,
有一次我的一个同事, 他是一个基督徒,
early in the morning, he came and she started crying.
有一天早的办公室就开始哭。
He said, I always pray.
他说我总是祷告,
I go to church every Sunday.
我每,
But you know, all these things just keep on happening to me. Oh, I have financial trouble.
我的财政上出了问题。
My husband just had a heart attack.
我的丈夫出了心脏病。
And everything just start collapsing.
所有的事情都开始垮了。
You know, a lot of times this is also our experience, right?
很多时候这也是我们的经历。
We pray, but it seems like the Lord is not answering our prayer.
我们祷告好像神也不听我们的祷告。
Well, if the Lord is able,
如果神能,
and he has the integrity,
他也有这个正直,
and he promised it's considered done,
他的应许也已经成就了,
how come our prayer is not answered?
为什么我们的祷告不得到应许,
is the now we can see the problem is not on God, the problem is on us.
我们看到这个问题不在神的那一边, 乃是在我们这一边。
No, as I was trying to meditate on this message,
当我在默想这个信息的时候,
there are at least 10 reasons why the Lord doesn't answer our prayer.
有10个原因不应许,
or there are at least 10 reasons the Lord doesn't fulfill our needs. There are a lot of young people, you better write it down. The first one is the failure to distinguish what is need and what is desire. The Bible tells us in Psalms that delight yourselves in the Lord and he will fulfill the desire of your heart.
诗篇里面讲说, 神耶和华要满足你的心所求的,
delight yourselves in the Lord, and he will fulfill the desires of your heart.
以耶和华为乐, 他就满足你的心所愿。
So what is really the difference between desire and need?
什么是我们的愿望, 什么是我们的需要呢?
You know, God is not only interested in fulfilling our needs,
神不光是, 愿意来满足我们的需要,
but God is also interested in fulfilling our need that will contribute to us that we will become the person he wants us to be.
他也愿意满足我们的需要, 使我们能够成为他成为的人。
Let me repeat it again.
让我再说一遍。
He is more interested in fulfilling our need, contribute to us becoming a man that he wants us to be.
他更加愿意满足我们的需要, 这样的需要, 使我们能够成为他要我们成为的人。
In other words, if we ask something from God,
换句话说,
that will not contribute to us becoming his testimony, then God will not fulfill our needs.
不能够让我们成为他的见证, 他就不会来满足我们的这个需要。
Let me illustrate it in this way.
我换个方式再讲。
For example, if a young boy is asking from his father a gun,
如果一个男孩子跟爸爸要枪,
maybe that desire is real.
这个愿望是真实的,
and it is sincere.
是个真诚的愿望。
Do you think the father will what fulfill the desire of the son?
你会觉得这个父亲会满足他的愿望吗?
If he gave him a gun, he's the most foolish father, I will say.
他如果真的把这枪给了儿子, 他就是个最愚昧的父亲。
Because it will not what it will not contribute to his son becoming a person God wants him to be.
不会让他儿子成为神所让他成为的人。
It will not contribute even to the safety of a boy.
甚至对这个男孩子的危险都有问题。
Today, as we ask something from God, it's only a desire, it's not need.
今天我们跟神要的事情只是一个愿望, 但不是我们的需要。
That's why we, you know, every time we come before him, we should really pray hard.
所以来到神面前的时候, 我们要认真地祷告。
A lot of times when we come before God, it's only when we had a need or a desire.
很多时候我们来到神面前, 只是我们有需要的时候。
When there is no need, we just left God behind.
如果我们没有需要, 我们甚至, 把神撇在一边。
In other words, there is no relationship.
换句话说, 没有那个关系。
And so we don't know who God is and what he really wants and what is really our need. Therefore, when we ask God, we ask something that is really out of his boundary.
换句话说, 我们不知道神是谁, 我们也不知道神需要什么, 我们对自己的认识也不需要,
today we really need some personal relationship with him.
今天我们需要跟神之间有一个关系,
a relationship that is daily.
这个关系是每一天的关系。
And through that relationship, we will find out, God will reveal to us whether it is a need or whether it is a desire.
借着这个关系, 神会向我们启示, 这是一个需, 我们的愿望还是我们的需要。
So may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
Cause us to see what is a need and what is a desire.
让我们看见哪一个是需要, 哪一个是我们的。
What kind of a need that will contribute us to the kindness of Jesus Christ?
什么样子的需要, 是让我们能够成为耶稣的见证。
Secondly,
第二点,
a lot of times when we ask the Lord for to supply our need, we quote from the scripture.
我们有的时候是断章取义的跟神来要我们的需要。
But that time when we quote the scripture, we quote use the scripture out of context.
我们对这个整个的圣经断章取义。
For example, it says here, okay, and my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory.
换句话, 我的神必照他荣耀的丰富, 在基督耶稣里是你,
okay, just Just translate what I said. And my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory.
我的神使你一切所需要都满足, 照着他荣耀的丰富。
Okay. Is it right?
对不对?
Is it right?
这样对不对?
And my God shall supply all your needs, all the riches in glory.
我的神使你们一切所需用的都充足,
what is missing?
哪一个地方少了一点什么东西?
Huh? That's right, in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里,
you see, this a lot of times we say, Lord, you promised me you will supply all my needs.
你说主,
yet we forgot according to his glory in Christ Jesus.
我们忘记了是在基督耶稣里,
you see, all the promise of God is just anchored in this very short phrase, three words, in Christ Jesus. In other words, if you are not in Christ Jesus,
如果不在基督耶稣里,
then God is not able to supply your need.
神是不能够满足我们需要的,
that is to be in Christ Jesus.
什么是在基督耶稣里?
When you talk about in Christ Jesus, it means that you are in a relationship.
在基督耶稣里是说你是在那个关系的里面。
You know, what is the relationship?
这个关系是什么呢?
Our relationship with the Almighty God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这个关系跟这个全能神借着基督耶稣。
Because when he sent him on earth to die for us,
当他差儿子到地上来为我们死的时候,
he paid the debt and set us free,
付了这个代价为了我们死,
rose from the dead,
从死里,
ascended to the Father,
升天回到父的面前,
became the life-giving spirit,
成了那个, 给了生命的灵,
to those who believe on him, he will make home in our hearts.
那些相信的人他就住在他们的心里面,
this is a relationship.
这就是那个关系,
and because of this relationship,
因着这个关系,
God assumed what? Complete responsibility to what? To supply all our needs.
神承担所有的责任来满足我们一切的需要。
In other words, are you in this relationship?
换句话说你在这个关系里吗?
Is Christ what? Making home in your hearts?
基督在你心里, 有家吗? 住在你的心里吗?
If we are in that relationship,
如果我们在那个关系里面,
God said he is assuming every bit of responsibility to fulfill your needs.
神就承担所有的责任来满足我们一切的需要。
So this is the thing that always, you know, put us in trouble.
所以这就是使我们, 有很多麻烦的原因。
Sometimes even unbelievers said, oh, you said your God should fulfill our needs. How come he never fulfilled my need?
甚至不信人都说, 为什么, 你的神满足你一切的需要, 他却没有呢?
Because of this one little phrase, in Christ Jesus.
因为这一句话, 在基督耶稣里,
so taking the text, the scripture out of context.
这就是断章取义。
Another thing.
另一点,
in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
Proverbs
第三章五到六节,
五到六节,
he said, trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will what? Guide your path.
你要依靠耶和华, 不要依靠自己的智慧, 在一切所行的事上认定他, 他必指引你的路。
We always say, Lord, you need to guide our path.
我们说主啊, 你要来引领我的路。
But what are the requirements?
但是前面的要求是什么呢?
He says you need to trust in the Lord.
你要相信神。
And believe not according to your own understanding.
不要依靠自己的智慧。
In all thy ways acknowledge him.
在所行的路上认定他。
This is the requirements for God to what? To lead you in his path.
这是那个神带领你的前面的三个要求。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神对我们有怜悯。
That we will be so clear concerning the scripture.
我们对,
圣经能够清楚地认识。 Never take the scripture out of its context.
不能够把, 圣经的经节断句。
Number three.
第三点,
we should not live, continuously live in sin.
我们不能够继续活理,
every person who continues to live in sin, God cannot what, fulfill their needs.
如果一个人继续地活在罪里面, 神不能够满足他的需要。
Isn't it we read a while ago, 84 verse 11, Psalms?
我们读诗篇84章第11节。
He said he will what? He will what? He will never withhold anything good to those who walk uprightly. In other words, we should not continue to live in sin.
换句话说,
every time we live in sin, then there is a hindrance for the blessing to flow to us.
只要我们活在罪里面,
remember the experience of Joshua and the children and of Israel?
记得住那个约书亚的经历吗?
When they fight against the city of Ai,
当他们跟埃城打仗的时候,
and that first battle they lost,
第一仗,
they cry before the Lord, isn't it? You promised us you will give us this land flowing with milk and honey. 他们祷告说，不是你的应许，是把这个牛奶与蜜之地给我们吗？ How come the second battle we lost again?
为什么第二仗我们就输了呢？
Hey, the Lord said there is sin in the camp.
因为在那个你们的帐幕里有罪。
You got to deal with that sin.
你需要把那个罪对付掉。
If you do not deal with the sin, not deal with you.
如果你不把那个罪对付掉，我不与你同。
So after all this investigation, they found there is a person named Achan.
他们经过这些调查之后，发现有那个人叫做
Achan.
亚
Yeah, he stole a wedge of gold and some silver and two Babylonian clothing.
他偷了一些衣服还有银子。
And which the Lord prohibited them not to do so.
神特别的嘱咐不许这样做。
Because all the gold and silver
所有这些金和银还有衣服
should be what? Put into the Lord's treasury.
所有这些金银都要放到神的宝库里。
But Achan felt like, this is so much, I just take a little bit.
雅干说有这么多，我就拿一点。
And because of that little bit, they lost the battle.
就是因为那一点，他们失败了。
But it's so whenever we pray and the Lord didn't answer our prayer,
当我们祷告，神不听我们祷告的时候,
maybe we need to ask ourselves, is there sin in our midst?
我们就应当问一问, 在我们中间有罪吗?
Is there sin in my heart?
心里有罪吗?
That caused the Lord not to fulfill promise.
是神不能够应许他的。
Oh, brothers, we need to repent of our sins.
Oh,
sometimes we lost a lot, we failed to enjoy a lot of blessing from the Lord because of that sin. But the Bible tells us if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Number 4.
He says we receive not because we don't. We need to ask. In other words, we need to ask. A lot of times we don't ask, we assume, then we don't get it.
很多时候我们假定, 这样,
James chapter 4 verse 2b says,
雅各书第四章第二节,
you receive not because you ask not. Today the Lord wants us to ask.
今天神希望我们求。
But we always try to quote the Bible. We say we should not be like the Gentiles, that our Father knew already what we need, even though we don't ask it.
我们就引用圣经说，我们不要像外邦人那样求，我们所需用的神已经知道了。
But even though this is God knows already our need.
神的确是知道我们需要的。
But God tells us we need to ask.
但是神说我们需要求。
He said, "You ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you."
神说你叩门才给你开门，你祈求才给你得着。
Because God wants us to have a relationship with Him.
因为神希望我们跟他有个关系。
Sometimes the need in our life arises.
我们这个需要因着。
There's a need that arises in our life.
在我们生活中有的时候起了一个需要。
And God, did it.
是神所做的事情。
For the purpose of bringing us to His presence once again.
就是为了把我们带到他的面前。
Because every time if our life is so smooth,
如果我们的生活一直平静安稳,
there is a tendency we forget about God.
一定有一个趋势说我们就把神给忘记了。
But so the Lord sometimes raises up some turmoil.
所以神就兴起, 变动,
to force us to His presence.
就把我到神的面前去。
And another thing, if we ask,
如果我们问,
we need to be specific.
我们需要去, 针对性。
A lot of times we just pray in general.
我们很多时候祷告的非常笼统。
Lord, you need to answer my prayer.
你需要答应我的祷告。
Let me illustrate it in this way.
我讲的详细一点。
If my boy, as a father, we should fulfill, or satisfy the needs of our children.
作为父亲, 我应当满足我儿女的需要。
If my boy one day came to me and said, "Dad, you need to fulfill my needs."
如果我儿子跑过来跟我说, 父亲, 你需要满足我的需要。
What do you think is my answer?
你觉得我的回答是什么?
Brother. Yeah, what need?
你需要什么?
You got to say, what need?
你会问他你需要什么?
Sometimes he needs to go to school and he needs to stay a little late. He needs a dinner. So he got to say, "Dad, I need $10 in order to eat dinner."
他如果回来晚了需要10块钱, 他就会跟父亲说我需要10块钱来吃晚饭。
A lot of times we pray to the Lord in so general.
很多时候我们祷告是这样子的笼统。
But God wants us to be specific.
神需要我们理性。
Number 5.
第5点。
He said, "You receive not because you ask amiss."
你得不着，妄求。
Because we ask inappropriately.
我们求的不对。
Or we ask it's not in a decent manner.
求的不是一个。
Or, for example, let's say it in this way.
换句话说。
I've seen this. Some people went to the lottery shop to buy lottery tickets. And he said, you know, Brother Lawrence, you need to pray for me that I win the lottery. This is asking the Lord amiss. And if the Lord really, you know, answered that prayer, then our God is not a righteous God. You know, our God wants us to ask something that is our need and not to ask amiss.
神希望满足我们的需要, 但不是妄求。
Number six.
第六点,
we need to do our part.
我们需要做我们的应当做。
You know, let's turn our Bible to 2 Thessalonians.
我们来翻到帖撒罗尼迦后书,
chapter 3,
第三章,
verse 7 to 12.
第节到第十二节,
let me read to you. For yourself know how we ought to follow us. We behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, walking not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
我们一起来读第七节。你们自己原知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行，也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们做榜样。 叫你们效法我们，我们在那里的时候曾吩咐说，若有人肯不肯做工，就不可吃饭。因我们听说在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工作都不做，反倒专管闲事。我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人，要安静做工，吃自己的饭。In
other words, there are two things that is revealed to us in this scripture.
这句话，这一段里面有两件事情。
Paul is telling the Thessalonian believers.
保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们。
That even though even though I have the power to demand you to support us.
虽然我有这个权柄要求你来供应我的需要。
Yet we don't use this demand.
但是我没有运用这个权利。
We don't use this privilege.
我没有用这个权利。
Rather we work so hard to fulfill our needs in order to set an example before you.
但是我却这样努力做工来满足我自己的需要，目的是为了给你做一个榜样。
That all of you should work hard for your needs. If you don't work, don't eat.
你们每天都应当努力做工，如果不做工就不可吃饭。
Let me tell you, I don't think we had a problem with this.
我们对这个没有，我们中间没有这个问题。
But to the young people nowadays.
今天，但是让我跟年轻人说，
you got to be diligent.
你需要勤劳。
Don't be lazy.
不要懒惰。
Don't think that if I want to be spiritual, I don't do all these things.
如果我想属灵，我就不需要做这些事情。
Paul is such a spiritual person. He's an apostle.
保罗是一个使徒，他是一个非常属灵的人。
Yet he worked hard to fulfill his own physical needs.
但是他却努力地做工来满足自己的需要。
Even though he had the power and the privilege to demand other people to fulfill his needs.
虽然他有这个权柄和权利来要求别人来满足他的需要。
You know, sometimes there is some so-called brothers.
有一些所谓的弟兄。
They feel like, oh, no, we just need to, you know, focus on the things of the Lord.
我们只需要专注于神的事情。
Concerning the washing of dishes, that's not my portion.
如果是洗碗，这都不是我的事情。
That's not going to happen, brothers.
这不是这样的事情。
Real spirituality is a person who are diligent.
真正属灵的人是一个非常殷勤的人。
So young people, you got to be diligent.
所以年轻人，你必须要殷勤。
God, your parents try to fulfill all your needs, your food, your clothing, your lodging.
我们感谢神，父母满足一切的需要，你的食物，你的衣服。
But your job?
那你的工作什么呢？
You got to study hard.
你需要努力地学习。
You got to sweep the floor. You got to wash the dishes.
你需要来, 洗碗, 洗衣服。
This is to lighten up the burden of your parents.
使你父母的, 重担能轻一点。
Hey, a lot of times we feel, oh, that's not my work. Oh, no, that's not right.
很多时候我们觉得说, 这跟我没关系, 这是错的。
You know, brothers and sisters, I'm always being frank with you.
我非常的直接。
This kind of words, I don't say it anywhere.
我不会用别的方法来说。
But because I'm so near, I feel so near to you, I want to speak straight.
我因为跟你很近，所以我想直截了当的说。
Brothers and sisters, especially the young people, you got to be diligent.
年轻人，请你一定要殷勤。
If you are diligent in these things that you can see.
如果在你能看得见的事情上殷勤，
this is building up your character.
这就是能够建立你的性格。
Then I can say you will be diligent in the word of God.
你就能够在神的事情上殷勤。
If I say you cannot even wash your own dishes,
如果你连自己的碗都不能洗，
then you tell me you are reading the word of God daily, I have a big question mark.
如果你每天在读神的，我讲你每天读神的话，那我就有一个问号。
We should not be lazy.
我们不懒惰。
We should be like the Apostle Paul.
我们应当像那个使徒保罗。
Then there's another thing that says here.
还有一件事。
Paul said, I don't have even though I have the power to demand you, but I won't use it.
虽然我有这个权柄，但是我没有用这个权柄。
In other words, if we read between the lines,
如果我们来读的话，
if God revealed to us there is a need among especially those full-time co-workers.
在那个全职服事的工人里面，他们也有一个需要。
Yes, the burden of the church is upon their shoulder.
教会的重担在他们的身上。
So we as the children of God,
我们作为神的儿女，
members of the body of Christ,
基督的肢体，
we need to help them fulfill their needs.
我们需要帮助他们来满足他们
的需要。Because as we fulfill their needs, we did it not before men but before God.
我们如果满足他们的需要，我们不光坐在人前，也坐在神前，也坐在人前。
You know, one time, while I was still a young boy, my mom is living in an apartment complex with another co-worker. We are neighbors.
我小的时候，我们的妈妈还住在公寓里面，和另外一个同工住在一起。
We are separate, but you know, we are living in different apartment in the slums.
我们跟另外一个住在同一个公寓的公寓里面。
One day, this sister came to borrow the telephone.
一天，这个姊妹过来借这个电话。
And he came back and forth, back and forth.
他就来来回回的走。
And afterwards, the Lord told my mom, you got to give him that portion of the money you save for the electric bill.
如果神就感动我的妈妈，把那个损害的电费给这个童工。
Then my mom said, if the electric the person who collect the bill, then what will happen? What will I pay?
如果那个来收电费的人跟我要钱，我怎么办呢？
But the Lord keep on moving in her heart. You got to give it. You got to give it.
但是神一直感动她，你要给她，你要。
Then my mom walked to the apartment and gave to the sister.
然后我的妈妈就走到那个姊妹的家里，把这钱给了她。
Then afterwards, my mother found out that is the amount of money needed.To as a down payment for the hospital because her husband is having a surgery.
后来我的妈妈发现这是她丈夫需要做手术的预付款。
Today, if my mom didn't listen to the prayer,
如果我的妈妈没有
to the request in her heart,
如果今天我的妈妈没有圣灵的感动，
then there's a problem.
那就有一个很大的问题。
And then my mom said, then okay, Lord, I gave whatever you want me to do. Then what will happen to this electric bill?
那我的妈妈跟神说，我现在把这个钱给了他，那我怎么办？
And you know the Lord is so good.
但神是这样的好。
You listen to her the Lord's demand.
你满足了神的需要。
He supplied all your needs.
神就满足我们一切的需要。
One that night, somebody came knocking at the door.
那天晚上有人来敲门。
Because before my mom had a boutique.
因为我妈妈有一个花店。
And afterwards, because of me, she closed down the boutique.
因着我，她把这花店关掉了。
But there is still a lot of merchandise.
但是有很多的东西。
That night, that person said, Mrs. Baza, do you still have those clothing?
那个有一个人来敲门说，你还有这些。
Oh, yes, yeah. So my mom sold him all those clothing.
So, 那我妈妈就把所有这衣服都卖给了他。
And you know, that amount of money is three times more than what my mom gave to the sister.
那个钱超过是三倍的钱，给了那个姊妹三倍的钱。
Why? Because God shall fulfill all your needs. Amen?
因为我的神满足一切的需要。
We just need to listen to the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们只需要来顺服圣灵的
感动。We need just to be diligent.
我们需要来殷勤。
Number seven.
第七点。
We need to what? To respect His ways.
我们需要来尊重神的道路。
We need to what? Respect His timing, I should say.
我们需要来尊重神的时间。
God has His own timing.
神有他的时间。
Yes, it is a need.
是的，是有一个需要。
But God will fulfill the need in His time.
但神在他需要时间里面的满足这个需要。
We all know the story about Moses.
我们都知道摩西的故事。
Moses, since small, he was set aside by God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
摩西在很小的时候，神就把他分别出来，带领以色列人出埃及。
That's why God caused a lot of miracles to happen. That he is being adopted by Pharaoh's daughter.
所以神就兴起了很多奇迹，他被法老的女儿所领养。
Yet taken care of by Moses' mother herself.
但是却被他自己的母亲所养大。
Through this, Moses was able to learn that even though he is an adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter, yet he is a Hebrew.
所以摩西就能够学到说，他虽然是法老女儿的养子，但他是个希伯来人。
And the next part of his life, he would be educated with all the wisdom of the Egyptian.
他以后就学会了埃及一切的才能。
The Bible tells us he is a man mighty in word and in deed.
他是一个有能力，圣经上他是一个有能力的人。
So when he see the Egyptian, trying to mistreat the Hebrew, he killed the Egyptian.
当他看见那个埃及人来欺负以色列人的时候，他就把那个埃及人打死了。
He thought that this is my time to deliver the children of Israel.
他觉得说这是我的时间，要把以色列人救出来。
Yes, he thought it is his time, but it is not God's time.
他觉得是他的时间，但这不是神的时间。
He walked ahead of God.
他走在神的前面。
That it caused him to have delay another 40 years.
是神又耽误了另外40年。
After that 40 years, when he lost confidence in himself, then God said, "It is the time for you to lead the children of Israel."
40年后，他完全丧失了信心。那个时候神说，这是你带以色列人出埃及的时间。
Brothers and sisters, we need to trust God's timing.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要相信神的时间。
His timing is always the best.
他的时间总是最好的。
Oh, brothers and sisters, our God is so good.
神，弟兄姊妹，我们是这样子的。
When the time we need comes.
当我们的当需要来的时候
，We don't even ask; it's there.
我们不需要问，已经在那里了。
Number eight.
第八点。
We also need to respect his ways.
我们需要尊重他的道路。
We all know the story of Abraham.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕的故事。
The Lord promised him a son.
神应许他一个儿子。
And Abraham believed that.
亚伯拉罕也相信这个。
But Abraham felt like I am too old for God to do something on me.
但是亚伯拉罕觉得说我太老了，神能够做这件事情。
So she got that Egyptian lady to bore for him another son named Ishmael.
他就借着那个他就生了一个儿子叫以实玛利。
That son became a biggest problem.
他那个儿子成了一个最大最大的问题。
Biggest problem not only to Abraham's family but even unto the Israelites even today.
他不光成为亚伯拉罕家的问题，甚至对以色列人今天都是一个问题。
Today we need to respect God's way.
今天我们需要尊重神的
道路。God's way is through Sarah you shall have a son.
神说借着萨拉你有一个儿子。
No matter how deep situation is.
不管这个情况有多困难。
Indeed, it's a medical thing, in a medical term, it's impossible for Sarah to bear a son.
医学的角度来讲，萨拉是不可能再有儿子的。
But in God's eye, nothing is impossible.
但是在神的眼中，没有什么事情是。
We respect his timing. We got to respect his ways.
我们尊重他的时间，也要尊重他的道路。
Number nine, we need to focus on him.
第九点，我们需要专注在他身上。
Matthew chapter 6 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
马太福音第六章说，你要先寻求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
The Bible didn't say seek the kingdom of God.
圣经没有说寻求他的国。
He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God."
而是说你先寻求他的国。
There is a need.
那有一个需要。
But we need to what? Seek God first.
但是我们需要来寻求神。
When we seek God first,
当我们先寻求神的时候
，You know, He will fulfill our needs.
他就来满足我们的需要。
But a lot of times, when in our prayer, we continue to pray for our needs.
很多时候我们一直祷告我们的需要。
The needs become bigger and bigger.
我们那个需要大到一个地步。
And God becomes smaller and smaller.
神就越来越小。
Until one day, our prayer we nowhere to be found.
在我们的祷告里面就不再造神了。
But God said we need to focus on Him.
但是神说我们需要来专注在他身上。
I tell you, you focus on Him.
你把注意力集中在他身上。
A while ago, I said, delight first in the Lord, and He will fulfill the desire of your heart.
我们前天说你以神为乐，他就满足你一切的需要。
When we desire first on the Lord.
如果你先以神为乐。
Then He will fulfill.
他就满足你的需要。
Brothers and sisters, this is so real.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常真实的。
And it's also my experience.
这就是我的经历。
When we put our trust on Him.
当我们信靠他的时候。
When we love Him first.
当我们先爱他的时候。
All our needs will just be taken care of.
我们所需要都被满足。
Lastly.
最后。
We just need to trust Him.
我们就需要来相信他。
We just need to trust this living person of Jesus Christ.
我们需要来相信这个活神。
Why do we need to trust Him?
为什么要相信他呢？
Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Regardless, we are His children.
我们是他的儿女。
If we are his children, he will not withhold anything good from us.
如果我们是他的儿女，他就不会留下一样好处。
I was so touched by the prayer of our young brother today.
今天我被这年轻弟兄的祷告很感动。
He said, "Lord, I have no more thing to ask."
我没有什么所求的。
You gave the best to me.
你把你最好的给了我。
You gave your son to me.
你把你的儿子给了我。
What should I ask for more?
我还要求什么呢？
God will not withhold anything from us.
神不会把一样好处留下来不给
我们。Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And why did He love us?
为什么他爱我们呢？
Because He wants us to become that person He wants us to be.
因为他要我们成为他向我们所成为的人。
And He wants us to transform us to the image of His Son.
他要我们把他磨成神儿子的样子。
Today we just need to recognize this.
我们需要来认识这一点。
Lastly,
最后
we need to recognize He is Lord.
我们需要知道说他是主。
He is the one leading us.
他是那个带领我们的。
When we read Psalms the 23rd.
当我们读到诗篇二十三篇的
时候。Said the Lord is my shepherd.
说神是我的牧者。
He leads me.
他带领我。
He feeds me. He leads me to the path of righteousness. In other words, David is trying to tell us one thing. He said, we are just sheep in the field. We are so helpless. We have a lot of needs. But we call the one thing. He should be your shepherd. He should be the Lord. Before he fulfills your need, we should recognize him as the Lord of all. Before it is, I am the boss.
以前是我是老板,
but today he is the boss. If he leads me, I tell you there's nothing more to ask.
如果他带领我, 我们不应当再有任何的, 不应当再要什么,
I believe that there's a lot of needs among us.
我相信在我们中间有很多的需要,
needs for having a job,
需要一个工作,
needs for good health and healing,
需要有健康的身体,
needs for good children, you know, to have good behavior,
需要一个很好的孩子, 有很好的行为,
we need some wisdom in our studies.
在我们学习中需要有智慧,
but let me tell you, God will fulfill all our needs.
但是我告诉你, 神会满足我们一切的需要,
if that is our case,
如果这是我们的,
God will fulfill all our needs.
神会满足我们一切的需要,
we just need to put our full trust on him.
我们只需要把我们的信心放在他的身上,
let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再一起祷告,
Lord, this morning we feel you are the all-inclusive one.
主,
Lord, you fulfill all our needs. Regardless whether our need is great or small. Oh, we just want to recognize you as our Lord of all.
我们需要知道说你是万王万主之主。
Not only you are our Savior, you are also our Lord.
不光是我们的救主, 你也是我们的主。
Lord, may this word all continue to work in our hearts. Continue to remind us of who you are to us.
提醒我们你是谁。
Continue to remind us of your love for us.
提醒我们你向着我们的爱。
That you will never withhold anything good from us.
你不会留下一样好处不给我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
愿你向我们有怜悯。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。